Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome on back into Weekend Kickoff, folks, here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Steve Gale along with Mike Dettillier. Happy to welcome now into our radio huddle Aaron Summers, Saints and Pelicans host reporter. Aaron, thanks so much for the time. It's a busy time. How you been?
I am doing really well. I'm just jealous. When do I get the invite to the casino? Come do this
in
person.
Anytime you want, and we got it. We got it. And Steve's going to pick up the bill when we go to the steakhouse.
No doubt.
Perfect.
Aaron, good news. It looks as though we're getting closer to seeing Chase Young out on the field. And I think while the numbers have given the Saints looking pretty good from a quarterback sack standpoint, their pressure is they in the bottom part of the league in that. And I think that's an area where this football team defensively needs to get better in affecting a quarterback. And, okay, you're not going to play a rookie quarterback every week like Jackson Dart. So this week you're going to see, even though Drake has a lot of starts under his belt, he's a different guy than Jackson Dart. But getting Chase Young back is essential for this football team down the stretch.
Well, if you remember last season, Chase Young was huge in terms of his quarterback pressures. He just couldn't finish as far as getting to the quarterback and getting him down, but he was extremely effective in the pressures. And right now, with as many sacks as we are seeing from the Saints, we really need to see more of just that pressure in general. I think right now, maybe they're keeping things a little conservative to protect the secondary because they do have a young secondary, not pressuring as much, but I would like to see them kind of ramp that up a little bit more, maybe blitz a little bit more often. And earlier in the game, we've seen times when Alante Taylor gets sent, and that's worked out pretty well. They tried it a couple times in the last game, but maybe mix it up a little bit. And I think having Chase Young as a part of those pressure packages would be a huge help. He was out there on the field today, saw him at practice. He was moving around extremely well. Didn't look like anything was bothering him, didn't have anything on his calf. Tricky with calf injuries, you want to be really careful because they can lead to those Achilles injuries that we've seen. So took his time coming back. Don't fault him for that. But, yeah, it's going to be nice to have him back on the field.
The two rookies in the secondary, and I'm so impressed with Jonas Sanker, in that I think – in talking to guys that have played in this league and have played at the highest level, and Ed Reed told me this, it's their angles to the ball. He was like, just watch. That's a big jump from college to pro football, that you have a certain angle in college, you can get to the ball or take a chance. And he said, you know, in the NFL, quarterback's going to get that ball in that tight window. I've really been impressed with Jonas, a smart player, but he's got so much more improved in that ability to go to point A to B to get to the football in flight, plays the run really well. And I think we're seeing the same sort of transition with Quincy Riley, and that's really big that you can get two rookies to come in here to make that type contribution in the secondary.
I think this draft class is shaping up to be one of the best ones the Saints have had in a while, because you are having early contributions from players like Jonas Sanker and Quincy Riley, and then obviously you start with Kelvin Banks as the first round pick. But in terms of that secondary, talking to Jonas Sanker, he played 8-man football in high school, and he played both sides of the ball. He was running all over the field, so he is very fast. He understands how to cover a lot of space quickly, and he spent a lot of time since he got into the league, and even talking to Jordan Howden today, he told me the same thing, that they've spent a lot of time sitting down with Justin Reed, and being able to sit down and watch extra film one-on-one with Reed has helped these players really see and understand the game at a high level quickly. So they've been able to jump in these situations and be prepared. I don't think there can be enough said about Justin Reed and his leadership and how he's really also helping be an extension of that coaching staff and getting these rookies ready to go. Quincy Riley, somebody that we saw throughout training camp really pop, and I think a lot of the players around him saw it, you know, in the cornerback room, his ability, and he came in place of Isaac Yiadom and did great. And I think he's somebody that's going to continue to improve and be more of a threat in the secondary as the season goes on.
Listen, everybody talks about the quarterback position and I get it. And we've seen certainly an improvement with Spencer Rattler from a year ago. But to me, it's about the running game and how we see the improvement in Kendra Miller, who came in a much more mature guy, understanding the NFL and getting his body ready to play. And now with Taysom in there, along with Alvin Kamara, that to me is the biggest intrigue on offense for me. Because I think if you can run the football better, it will open up so many avenues for you. It doesn't matter if it's Rattler or if it's Shuck, to throw the ball downfield. That to me, if you can keep that threesome healthy, is really going to be a big plus for this Saints offense.
Yeah, and in talking to the players and even Coach Moore, it's definitely a point of emphasis to get that run game going and for it to be multiple as far as who they're using and how. They have shown the ability to work Alvin Kamara in the past game. It's something that Kendra can do. Obviously, Taysom Hill likes to get involved as well. So it's really tough for teams to know how to play you when your backs can do a little bit of everything. And then obviously there's the fact that Taysom can also drop back and throw the ball. So it's going to be interesting to see how they continue to use him and in what ways as he's still working back on the field. But I would like to see a little bit more of it in the red zone, because they're definitely struggling getting the ball into the end zone. When they get down there, they can get down to the red zone pretty easily, but you know, you got to make it count when you get down there. It's fun seeing two backs here with the Saints again. We have seen that tandem between Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, Latavius Murray, and Alvin Kamara. And I think it's nice. It keeps them fresh, and it's a 1-2 punch. They do a little bit different things. And I think that is going to be beneficial for this team in order to really start leaning into their run game more.
I think one of the things, and I heard Drew say it, and so Bobby and I were talking yesterday before it was quarterback to quarterback. So you got to ask him about Taysom to Drew. And Drew's deal is, okay, I get, you know, he's just coming back from the injury. I'd have Taysom Hill in the quarterback position 8 to 12 times every game. He said, it's just the look. He said, because I've been there. I've seen it. The look on the defenses is, okay, where is this going to end up? Is he end up going to run that quarterback power? Is he going to take one off to the edge? Is he going to throw the football? It puts your defenses in so many precarious situations because you can't adjust fast enough personnel-wise, and you don't know what he's going to do with the ball. And I get it, game one. You know, you're just trying to get him back into the groove of things. I want to see how that sort of transpires because I know Drew has always been big about double-digit times. He should be playing at quarterback. And the quarterbacks, hey, don't take offense to it. It happened to me. I was good with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't want to throw too much on Taysom Hill's plate when he's coming right back from a big – off-season surgery and injury. He hasn't had, but last week he only had 3 days of practice. So it's tough to work him in every way that you want him, especially with as many things as he can do. But it's funny talking to some of our defensive players, because they have said in training camp, like in the past, nothing stresses them out more than seeing Taysom Hill line up there in the quarterback position, whether it is direct or behind center, because, yeah, you don't know what he's going to be. You don't know which position, per se, he's going to be out there running. And we saw it in this last game. You know, you thought he was going to go quarterback power, get you a third and one, and he drops back and throws 19 yards to Juwan Johnson. So there's just so many options with him, and I definitely think they're going to lean into using him more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The kicking situation, I think we've come to the edge now. They're going to give Blake another opportunity. Well, you missed 5 field goals so far this season. You know, there are people on that coaching staff, front office, that really believe in groupie. Really, really do. Or he wouldn't be here. Most kickers, if they miss 5 field goals like that early in the season, they're not around to kick another. That's something, too, because I look at kicking and talking to kickers. I don't know a great deal about it, but it's almost like playing golf, okay? You can go out, and some of the great golfers, they can be consistent with it. But you go out and play golf, and you have a great, you know, 12 holes of golf or whatever, and then you go out the next time you go play golf and you can't sink a putt for nothing. And it's sort of the same way kicking wise. And so I think here you're in a precarious spot with Groupie. You want him to make these kicks and kind of get it out of his system, but he's on real thin ice right now.
Well, you thought after he got in, made the 50-plus in the last game, like, okay, great, he's back on track. And then he misses another one. They misses another one. So it's got to be frustrating for Groupie himself. I mean, it is. He can pinpoint reasons as to why a number of the kicks aren't being successful, and he's narrowed it down to his routine and things being hurried and the ball placement not being exactly how he likes it. And so, like you said, with a golf game, you know, it's very, very detailed. Any little thing that gets thrown off can throw off the end result. So, I mean, you saw him even in this past game, one of his kicks tailed right. So then he overcorrected and aimed a little more right and ended up going straight. Heck, I've tried that a million times on the golf course, right? Like, you're like, okay, I'm going to overcorrect because I'm obviously just pulling it today. And then you end up hitting it straight for once. And you're like, dang, I should have aimed where I wanted to go in the first place. So it's got to be tough for him. This team definitely believes in him. The players around him are rooting for him, and I think that is a big part of it too. You know, once players around you are starting to question a player, then, you know, you don't want the locker room to start dividing. But these guys are definitely behind Groupie. Coach Moore has said that he still believes in him. They're going to definitely send him back out there on Sunday. And I think, yeah, all of us are rooting for him and hoping that he can really just turn the corner, put all of this behind him.
One thing with Rashid Shaheed, and I say this about Speed all the time, Speed never had a bad day in his life. When you can run like what Rashid can, you got to figure out a way to get him the ball a little bit more. And I think it was a great play call because now it wasn't a corner that was covering him. They kind of shaded the corner with Juwan on that play. And now he's got Newbin, a safety, one-on-one. And he was high school open running away from Newbin. And I knew one thing. Once he caught it, and Newbin ain't going to catch him. Not very many guys in this league can. I think he's a big play weapon that you got to figure out a way to get him the football more.
That is definitely what he does well, and that is outrun anybody and everybody. He has said that he is the fastest on the team. I think he might be the fastest in the league. Nobody is going to catch him, but you got to find the right moments. And obviously it depends a lot on how the defense is lining up as well. In talking to Coach Moore today, I asked him, you know, the Patriots defense, they've given up the most passing, most receptions to passes over 20 yards in the league. So they're very susceptible to those big plays. Like, are we going to see some more explosives? Like, we got to do it. And he laughed and he said, you know, I know everybody wants to see him, but you got to pick your spots. We definitely want to. We obviously like his speed. You know, we want to be able to feed Rashid the ball, but you're not going to force it. And so hopefully, because they did have that big connection, it gives everybody a little more confidence that it can be done, and they'll start sprinkling it in a little bit more because, yeah, I mean, the dome goes crazy when those plays happen, and it's just such a good momentum builder for a team.
Steve?
Aaron, we're all, you know, knee-deep in football season, NFL, college, but we also got Pelicans action. And a big one tomorrow, Smoothie King Center. I know it's going to be open for fans to check out, an open practice that's a free event.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited for the fans to get a look at the Pelicans because their first two preseason games were in Australia, and then their next two preseason games, they're going to Birmingham next week for a debut game there, preseason game in front of, you know, the squadron crowd, because that's where the G League team is, and then their last game's in Orlando. So this is going to be a really great opportunity for Pels fans to come out on a Friday night, 6 o'clock at the Smoothie King Center. You're going to see the whole team, you know, going through a practice. They usually like to show off, do some dunks, some alley-oops. So it's going to be a good night, and I think people are going to be excited about what this Pelicans team is building. They're playing fast, they're playing physical, and it's going to be a fun brand of basketball for sure.
Keep Zion healthy, because everybody I talk to is, you know, I'm a little excited about the Pelicans, but I don't want to get my expectations up too much, because we saw a couple years ago this team really had a great record at the end of December. Damn. Zion mm-hmm. gets hurt, but you see how good a shape he's in. If he can stay healthy, Aaron, you got something here. They really do, because I think they got a nice unit pieced together here from a talent and also depth standpoint that maybe we haven't seen over the last couple years.
It's been really good to see how this team has come together, because they did pick up some really big pieces with Jordan Poole and his championship caliber play and how good he played last year for Washington, over 20 points a game. He's a scorer. He's a smart basketball player. And I think that people are overlooking the fact that Sadiq Bey came in on that deal as well, because he's going to be a huge guy to come off the bench, really anchor you defensively. And he has a great outside shot. Kevon Looney is going to be huge for the centers here. We have a lot of young centers in Eve Nisi and Carlo Makovic, so he's going to really help bring them along. And then obviously, you said it, Zion Williamson, when he's healthy, he's a game changer. Trey Murphy's playing at another level. Herb Jones, I have never seen Herb Jones attack a practice the way he has this training camp. I don't know what it is with him, but he has been turned on to another level. His mentality is different. I mean, he is challenging players every single play, and I think he's just tired of being so close and not winning. So this team is coming for people this year. And I agree. You just got to stay healthy because that has definitely been the Achilles heel of this team. And we're turning the page. We got new leadership and new people in the building. So I think this year we're going to have all the luck on our side.
Okay, Aaron, you're going to have to take vacation days after football and basketball season, okay? Because now you're now you're juggling both sports now.
Oh, we're in it, yes.
Aaron, you know, you mentioned real quickly about the leadership. Have you noticed a difference in the building with Joe Dumars now running things?
Absolutely. Joe Dumars is very black and white. You're going to know exactly how he feels, where he stands, and what he thinks. And I think that that's been really big for players like Zion, who spent a lot of time with him. They were watching playoff games together. They were talking about the game, their expectations of each other, what they need from each other, what they would like to see from this team, just talking ball. And, you know, Joe's been able to say, you know, I did it. I did it at the highest level. I won championship. I was an MVP. And this is what it takes. And he is really going to hold Zion accountable as the same as everybody else on the team. And I think that they respect where Joe has been and what he's done as a player. He's obviously done it as in the front office as well, winning a championship at that level as well. So it's just a little different for them right now in the building. And I see Joe every day. He sits and watches every single second of practice. He's available for the players. Spending a lot of time with head coach Willie Green, and seems like Coach Green's kind of coming at things a little bit differently this year as well. He's been a lot more vocal in practices. He's not shy about telling people that something's not okay. I mean, he'll stop practice and he really will let them have it and say that it can't be at this level. We got to be ready for it now because it's coming, and we got to be on top of everything if we want to perform and achieve what we want to do this year. So he is also kind of taking that ownership, that accountability, holding people to it in the same way that Dumars has.
Folks, you hear her all the time covering Saints and Pelicans, host and reporter Aaron Summers. Thank you so much for the time of joining us tonight.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, definitely. And I want that steak dinner.
I hear you. Hey, we'll take care of that.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks, guys.
That was Aaron Summers, Saints and Pelicans host and reporter. You can follow her on Twitter at Aaron E. Summers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.